You know you're capable. You know you're ready for more. You're willing and able to do it, and you're in action. Hello, hello, and welcome to this inaugural episode of the Unstoppable Woman podcast. Super excited to be doing this, and I'm so happy that you're joining me for this. I hope you join the Unstoppable Woman movement. It is a movement based on this idea of being unstoppable. So we are going to talk about what that means in this episode. So I want you to be thinking as I share with you what I think being an unstoppable woman is, what you think being an unstoppable woman is, because I would be really curious as we move forward and build this thing, step forward more and more in our lives, what that means to you as well. So for me, being unstoppable means that I am continually in growth, but not just any sort of growth, positive growth, rapid growth, increasing all areas of my life, not just one area. So of course, I work with women who run businesses, who are looking to grow their income, increase their revenues, all of that stuff. So we are looking at how to become unstoppable women in our businesses. But also, I like to look at it from a wide perspective, really looking at your whole life. How do you be unstoppable in all the areas of your life? And I will tell you that initially for me, I was very focused on breaking through financially. That was like, okay, come on already, let's do this thing. I was so ready for that. And that's where most of my focus was. I would say for the first 3 or 4 years of really building my business and getting it off the ground, and then when I started looking at what is required for success and learning the real tools for success, the success mindset, the universal laws of success, how to really scale and grow your business and get out of your own way. When I dug into that first year, it was tremendous. And probably the year after that, I was still fully focused on increasing revenue, growing my business, scaling my business. But after that, I really learned this methodology and I thought, heck, I can apply this to every part of my life. And I started doing that and I started to become unstoppable in all areas of my life. My health, my wellness, my relationships, my spirituality, my sense of contribution in this world, the impact that I wanted to make, my environment, where I was living, the kinds of ways that I was showing up in this world, my physicality, not just my body, but my clothing, my self-care, all of that. I thought, how can I be unstoppable in all of these areas of my life? Which means to me, continually to grow, continuing to raise my standards, bettering my best, going to the next level, and not doing that slowly. Yes, it happens incrementally. Yes, there are steps that you have to take that you can't skip, but you can do that quickly. You can do what I call running the stairs. Like, let's go from here to here super quick. Okay, let's run the stairs instead of taking our time doing that. Now, a lot of people will say to me, but I don't want to be overwhelmed, or I'm going to be exhausted if I run that hard. I'm going to tell you that that's not the case. In fact, it's more exhausting. It's mentally and emotionally exhausting to not do the thing that you know you need to do to get to the next level. You will feel so bad about yourself. You'll feel guilty. You'll feel lesser than. You'll feel unworthy. And that is what creates exhaustion. So how do we create momentum? Well, we do the thing we need to do as quickly as possible. And that is how we run the stairs or get to the next level very quickly. So Now, do you ever stop? Well, of course you sleep. Of course. Like, let's not be asinine about this. Like, of course you take breaks. Of course you have downtime. Of course you rejuvenate. Of course you spend time doing a multitude of different things in your life, okay? But if you're really after increasing at something, you want to go for it. You want to really recognize where you're stopping and hold yourself to a higher standard so that you can move through it faster. Because we all stop. Okay, let's talk about that. What does it mean to stop? And what's acceptable and what's not acceptable? So we all stop. We all hit fears. We hit resistance. We hit limitation. We get distracted. We procrastinate. We digress, if you will. We lose our focus. These are all ways that we inadvertently stop. We also stop in ways like exhaustion or getting sick or feeling like we don't have enough time for something, feeling like we don't know how to do something, so we have to go get training elsewhere before we start to do something. There's all sorts of ways that we come up, ways and reasons that we come up with for stopping. Not having enough time and money are the two fundamental ways that I hear people, excuses, alibis, stories, whatever you want to call it. I don't have the time to do that. I don't have the money to do that. These are all reasons to stop, okay? And then there's fears, like fear of visibility, fear of rejection, fear of judgment, fear of success, fear of failure, fear of what people will think. There's 1,001 fears that stop people from taking action quickly. And we all hit these things. We're human. This is the human experience, okay? But you have to start asking yourself, how quickly can you move through that? Being an unstoppable woman means that you move through these fears, these resistances, these loss of focus quicker and quicker. And you can build your capacity to do that. Okay, that's a learned skill. It's something that you must learn if you are going to be unstoppable. Now, how do we know what is enough? Well, there's two things here that you want to look at. One, you will increase your capacity to move quicker and do things faster, make quicker decisions, move through your resistance, all of that, get to basically the next level without stopping. You will build your capacity for that. That is a learned skill. Start with wherever you're at, hold yourself to a higher standard and go for it, okay? I have lots planned in my mind about how to help you with that. For future episodes of this podcast. So that's one thing. You just need to keep going and increase your capacity and your speed as you go, okay? And recognize when you're BSing yourself. Recognize when you're saying, I don't have to do that, or I can do that later, or I can put that off, or what about this, or what about that? And you're coming up with some sort of rational excuse for yourself that isn't actually true. You believe it, but it's not real or true. Like, you could do it now. You actually really could, okay? So start where you are, increase your capacity. For me, the story that I like to tell about this is that when I started this business 6 years ago now, I think, it took me 4 days to write a newsletter. 4 days, people, 4 days. It took so much effort. I put so much love into it, and I was very conscientious about what I was doing, but it took me so long to create a newsletter. Now it takes me 15 minutes, okay? Maybe sometimes it will take me half an hour or 45 minutes if it's something that I'm working out as I'm writing it, but that is a huge difference, 4 days to 15 minutes. Come on already, right? But that didn't happen overnight. I had to increase my capacity over time. But, you know, and of course, then you hire people to help you, copywriters, things like that. I have people on my team now that help me write newsletters, and then I go back and edit and put my magic sprinkles on and say, no, I want to say it like this, or no, this is what I mean, right? That speeds things up. But I wasn't there 6 years ago. I didn't have the mental, emotional capacity to hire someone to do that. I had to do it myself. Now, someone else who might be starting out actually at a higher level than where I was starting out, or be working with a mentor at the time. You know, that would have shortcut my learning curve for sure. You know, like if someone had told me, actually, you can do it like this, or you can hire someone to do that, and then, you know, put your magic sprinkles on it. If I had known that earlier, I would have done it earlier. Okay. You can shortcut this for sure. Okay. So that's one thing. The second thing that you have to look at are your results. So often people say, like, I'm doing it. I've done this and this is going well and this is going well. But the results have stayed the same for the last 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Heck, I talk to people who say, you know, this has been my MO my entire effing life. And yet I know I'm capable of so much more. So you really want to think about this. Are your results living up to your potential? Do you know that you're made for more? Do you know that you have so much potential inside of you that you are not actualizing? You're not actually like making manifest in this world. If that is you, right? Like, you know that you could do more. You know you want to do more. You know you have these big impact goals. You know you have these big desires. Maybe it's just like, I want to send my kids to college, or I want to, you know, buy a new car. I want to move to a nicer place. Heck, I feel like I am the nicer place mentor. So many of my clients have like bought the beach home, moved to Florida, bought the apartment on the Upper East Side. Like, really, environment is so key. So maybe that's one of your desires. You want to live in a more gorgeous place. Well, heck, that is a result that you want that you don't have right now. How long has that been a frustration? How long has that been a tolerance? Okay. Don't accept that. You have to lovingly, with compassion, say, you know what? I am not living up to what I want in life. I need to do something about this, and hold yourself to higher standard incrementally. So a big way that this showed up for me in my life was I knew that I wanted to be a certain type of woman. I don't know that I could have even articulated it for you. Like, I don't think I said, I want to dress this way or be well coiffed in this way or sexy in this way or feminine in this way or self-possessed in this way. But at some core level, I knew I wanted that. And it would come out in little ways. Like, I would see myself in photos and I'd be like, wow, I look a little frumpy there. Huh, I look a lot frumpy there. I thought I looked really good. I don't look so good there. It was a mirror to me. And of course, looks aren't everything. Please don't misinterpret this. But it made me realize that dissonance, in, if you will, between how I was actually showing up in the world and who I knew myself to be, but was not presenting that way. There was a big gap there. And I had to figure out how to close the gap, if you will, on that, between who I was in the moment and the potential that I had, this core essential self that wasn't actually being made manifest yet. And for me, I had to step into, you know, doing things like getting my nails done. I tell this story all the time to whoever will listen to it, quite frankly. But in the beginning, like, beginning meaning 6 years ago when I first started this business, you know, I would get maybe the $15 manicure every so often, not very often, mind you, but it would always chip the same day. So it didn't really seem worth it for that matter. And yet I really wanted nicer looking nails. I knew that was part of it. I would see these women and they looked so put together. And I was like, oh, their nails are done. And so I went and I looked at manicures and I started seeing things that people were posting online, and they were talking about gel manicures, shellac manicures. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. They last 3 or 4 weeks. Fantastic. They were $45. I was like, can I spend that? can I, well, with a tip, what is that, right? Like, it was all about the freaking money. And I did not feel worthy of spending that money on myself. I thought, oh, this is frivolous. Oh, what would my husband think? What would people think if I spent $45 on my nails? Let's add tip in. So let's call it $60, right? Or $50, $55, whatever, somewhere in that range, right? What would people think? That's not what anyone in my family did, okay? Like, and so it brought up all of these limiting beliefs, voices in your head, loyalty packs that I had made with people that really probably didn't give it, you know, a hoot about it, okay? And it took all my effort to go get that manicure, but I did it because it was a step forward. So again, time and money. I had to spend the time doing it. I had to pull away from my business, but I also had to spend the money doing it. And the manicure turned into getting my hair done, having someone else color my hair. I'm 49, guys. You know, like, my hair is going gray. Someone, instead of sitting on the bathroom floor with a box of hair color, I had to be, that was like $10 or whatever it was, maybe it was 15. It was gonna be $85 to have someone color my hair, probably even more to with tip and all of that. That was a big deal for me, okay? And then it became, instead of shopping at Target, it was shopping at a nice boutique. And then it was not just that, but going to Neiman's and having someone, spending all day and having someone bring me clothes and help style me. That was such a freaking breakthrough. And then it was going to Neiman's and not looking at the price tags and just trying on clothes and seeing, what do I like? I like this? Great. I don't like this? No, I didn't care how much it cost. Right? I was just making the decision based on how it made me feel, whether I liked it, whether I wanted it. And then after I decided this was a yes, I would look at the price tag. And if it was like 50 times more than what I would have thought to spend, and I was like, that's not really, I don't love it that much, I would get rid of it. But I wasn't deciding based on price entirely. I wasn't making that, you know, I used to walk up to the clothes rack and I would be like, oh, that's nice. How much? Right? It was like a friggin' automatic reaction. It just was, how much? Oh, that's more than I pay. Right? And I would put it back. I wouldn't even try it on. That could have been the core thing that I wore every single day. It could have been a fabulous investment. Okay. But I wouldn't even explore it. So anyways, this is an incremental process, and I had to increase what I invested in myself and be unstoppable around that. Now, here's the caveat, guys, before you just go out there and spend your money on anything, right? Two things on this. One, you do have to invest before you feel comfortable investing. Okay. I did not feel like I had the money for that manicure. I probably didn't. Okay. I did not feel like I had the money for the hair color, for the clothes. At any time, did I feel like I had the money the first time I flew first class? Absolutely not. That stressed the FDF out of me. Okay. But I did it anyways. I wanted to step myself up to that next level of beingness, if you will, of self-worth, of valuing myself, because I knew that that would raise my vibration. And we'll talk about that whole process in a later episode. But I had to also map this to raising my revenue, raising my income level. And I did the work. I matched these expenditures and did the work at that next level. Okay, so you have to do both. So a few ways that you can use this unstoppable woman concept. You have to be unstoppable towards your goals. You have to know what your goals are, but you have to be unstoppable towards the results that you want. That means being unstoppable, you know, with how you are investing your time and your money. That means being unstoppable about holding yourself to a higher standard in terms of the actions that you take regarding everything in your life. If it's an income-related thing, it needs to be unstoppable around that. If it's a relationship thing, you need to hold yourself to a higher standard in your communications, in your intimacy, in how you're showing up, what you're giving. Okay. So there are next levels to everything. And this is how you become great. This is how you go from an ordinary life to an extraordinary life. Now, I want to talk about that for a moment, because a lot of people will say, but Amira, like, my ordinary life is comfortable. It feels good. It's safe. It's like I need that downtime. I need that comfort. Not everything has to be extraordinary. Not everything has to be a highlight reel. True, true enough. But are you using that as an excuse? Is that an alibi for not moving through the things that stop you? Your fears, your resistances. Most of the time it is. And you got to get good with that. Is your relationship really comfortable? And you're not willing to have the harder conversations there? You'll never have an extraordinary relationship unless you do that. Is your business just comfortable? Are you just kind of like, this is nice, this is good enough? Well, you'll never have the extraordinary business that you want. That's skating. And quite frankly, that is not growth. And you're not staying in a growth mindset. I have a firm stance that we're here for more life. The meaning of life is growth. It is more life. Spirit is always causing you to grow. Spirit, source, all the energy that is, infinite intelligence, the universe, whatever you want to call that energy that we cannot see, it's always calling you forward and it wants more life. So if you are coasting, if you're just in comfort zone, you're actually doing a disservice to yourself, but also spirit, also the universe. You're going against that causal agent that's saying go for more. So it's usually something, some fear, some block, some subconscious programming, some limiting belief, some double bind, some loyalty pact. We are going to be covering all these concepts in this podcast so that you can step forward into your extraordinary life and become an unstoppable woman in this world who has, quite frankly, has it all. I know that that's a big concept. That's a like, you know, really, Amira, can I really have it all? Aren't I just setting myself up for disappointment? Well, heck, I'd rather go for it and go for everything I want than just accept mediocrity and not even go for it. You know, when I made my big quantum leap, I was making 138K. And that year when I studied success, and I keep studying success, by the way, but I really dove in to the universal laws of success, what it was going to take, and really took myself to the next level. I went from 138 to 700K in 1 year. That's a 5 times quantum leap in income. But you know what? My goal was $1 million. I didn't make it. I didn't. I set a goal and I didn't make it. And you know what? I cried my eyes out. Okay? I know that sounds entitled and obnoxious, but the truth is I was disappointed. I was really disappointed. I didn't do it. I had my heart set on it. I thought I could. I was going at it with what I thought was all my effort, but in hindsight, it wasn't. There's absolutely more that I could have done. And I got to 700K though. A couple days later, I woke up. I got over my disappointment. I kicked myself in the butt and said, don't be an entitled, you know what? And I celebrated because that's huge. So consider that when you think about the concept of you can't have it all, or whether you want to go for having it all, right? I didn't get everything. I didn't get that $1 million the first time I tried for it. But heck, if I had just said, I can't have it anyway, might as well not go for it. Might as well set a lower expectation of myself. might as well say, I can't have it all. Well, guess what? You're really not going to make anything. I would have made probably maybe 5 or 10 or 20K more. That's a normal increase. So think about that. I'd rather you think I can have it all and figure out what your extraordinary life looks like. So if you're a woman who just is done and ready and wants to get out of her own way and really increase your cash flow, have the kind of life that you want, step into freedom. Yes, I am absolutely talking about financial freedom. That's the first place that we need to start with you. But along the way, in order to create that financial freedom, you have to look at the emotional and mental side of things as well. So you will build your emotional and mental freedom as well. Because who the heck cares about money if you're miserable? That sucks, okay? We want you to be free financially, emotionally, and mentally. We want you to be absolutely frigging confident and secure and slaying in this world. To me, that's what being an unstoppable woman is, feeling confident and able to take on the world regardless of whether you've done it already. You know you're capable, you know you're ready for more, you're willing and able to do it, and you're in action. Executing on that and being unstoppable. Thank you so much for joining us and for being a part of the Unstoppable Woman movement. I want to let you know that we've got a ton of free resources for you for scaling your business at theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff. Please go ahead and check those out. And we'd also love your help in getting the message out. Share this podcast with all the unstoppable women in your life, your friends, your colleagues, your business besties. Please do that. And if you're game, we'd super duper duper appreciate a review on iTunes as well. Thanks so much and be unstoppable.